Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 17th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Apple announced it will start supporting RCS or rich communication services on the iPhone sometime in 2024. RCS is the GSMA push protocol aimed at replacing the aging and less capable SMS and MMS protocols currently supported by the iPhone. RCS brings many iMessage-style features to cross-platform messaging between iPhone and Android devices, including read receipts, typing indicators, high-quality images and videos, and more. Apple makes it clear that it is not opening up iMessage to other platforms, which it says is far more secure and privacy-friendly than RCS, but adopting RCS separately from iMessage. Windows 11 users in the EU will soon be able to disable Bing Web Search, remove Microsoft Edge, and even add custom web search providers like Google. The changes are part of the tweaks Microsoft must make to comply with the European Commission's Digital Markets Act, which comes into effect in March of 2024. You can currently test these changes in the Windows 11 release preview, and a Windows 10 release preview test is coming at a later date. Hyundai and Amazon announced at the Los Angeles Auto Show this week that starting in 2024, U.S. auto dealers will be able to sell new vehicles on the tech company's platform, making Hyundai the first automotive brand to offer such an option for customers. The company said that the arrangement will allow customers to purchase a new car on Amazon from a local dealership and either pick it up or have it delivered. As part of the company's partnership, Hyundai will include Amazon's Alexa technology in the brand's cars beginning in 2025. Meta's Mark Zuckerberg teased some of the upcoming capabilities of Emu, Expressive Media Universe, the company's image foundation model it unveiled back in September. In a post on Facebook, Zuckerberg said, announcing two AI search capabilities built on our foundation model for image generation, Emu. Emu Video generates high-quality videos from a text prompt, and Emu Edit can precisely alter images based on text inputs. We're working on integrating these creative editing capabilities into video and photos of Facebook and Instagram. Qualcomm has just unveiled its latest mobile chipset aimed at mid-range devices, the Snapdragon 7 Gen 3. Nearly every aspect of this chip seems to have been designed with artificial intelligence in mind, with Qualcomm saying that the components deliver across-the-board advancements to ignite on-device AI. In addition to AI achievements, the Snapdragon 7 Gen 3 is fast and efficient. It boasts 2.63 GHz peak CPU speeds and a 50% bump in GPU performance over the previous version, and it won't strain your battery. The Snapdragon 7 Gen 3 is first expected to appear in devices from Honor and Vive. In 2019, Apple acquired much of Intel's smartphone business with the hope of developing its own modem hardware. The project has suffered multiple setbacks, and the company will miss its initial 2024 goal of an in-house modem. Reports of further setbacks indicate Apple will miss an extended goal of spring of 2025 timeframe, and that the chip launch may come as late as the end of 2025 or into 2026. Discord announced that it is shutting down Clyde, its experimental AI chatbot, which will be deactivated at the end of November. And by December 1st, users will no longer be able to invoke Clyde in DMs, group DMs, or server chats. It's not clear why Clyde is being shut down. It's possible that the chatbot may return as a paid Nitro-only feature in the future, or perhaps Discord has learned enough from its testing period and decided an AI chatbot doesn't need to be baked into its service. After Elon Musk took over Twitter, now X, last year, API pricing changes made it difficult for researchers to access and study the platform's data. In accordance with Article 40 of the DSA, which stipulates large platforms must facilitate data access to vetted researchers and updated to X's developer terms will allow researchers in the EU to access and use the social network's licensed data for DSA-related research purposes. The update states that data should only focus on the detection, identification, and understanding of systemic risk in the European Union. The Dutch government wants to ban the use of AI software like chatbots ChatGPT and image makers like DALL-E and Midjourney because the risk of privacy issues and copyright infringement are too high. The Office of State Attorney and the Dutch Data Protection Authority concluded that not contracted generative AI applications generally do not demonstrably comply with Dutch privacy and copyright legislation. And finally, the European Commission has temporarily suspended advertising on the social media platform X over widespread concerns relating to the spread of disinformation. In a note sent to all heads of service and directors general, the Commission's deputy chief spokesperson, Dana Spinat, said disinformation on X, especially in relation to the Israel-Hamas war, had led the institution to recommend to temporarily suspend advertising on this platform until further notice to avoid risk of reputational damage to the Commission. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.